From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. William Broder, a financier, told a U.S. Senate panel on Thursday that Russian President Vladimir Putin is attempting to create chaos in the United States in an effort to reverse the sanctions and legislation imposed on certain Russian associates implicated in the death of Sergei Magnitsky, a Russian investigator who peered into the deep, dark corners of Russia's oligarchs' dealings. Bowder told Putin, said Putin had money in banks all over the world.
The purpose of Putin's regime has been to commit terrible crimes in order to get that money, and he doesn't want to lose that money by having it frozen. So he personally is at risk of the Magnitsky Act.
Broder has spearheaded an international campaign to expose corruption and human rights violations in Russia after Magnitsky's death in custody. Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army General Mark A. Milley told reporters Thursday that he has not received implementation guidance on President Donald Trump's Twitter directive that no transgendered personnel should serve in the U.S. Armed Forces.
The entire force, the entire chain of command will, always has, will today and will tomorrow and always should treat every single soldier, sailor, airman, Marine, Coast Guardsman with dignity and respect.
He said they will work through the implementation guidelines once they are received. A British judge ordered that critically ill baby Charlie Gard be moved from a hospital to a hospice where he will inevitably die within a short period of time. As the medical and legal story that has sparked compassion and controversy around the world entered its final stage, the baby's dismayed mother accused courts and a hospital of denying Charlie's parents their final wish to let their son die at home. This is VOA News. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called on Muslims to return to the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem's Old City to pray after Israel dismantled the last of controversial new security measures that were set up 2 weeks ago. One hesident in Hebron rejoiced.
I greet the youth of Jerusalem and may God give them victory. I swear this makes us proud.
However, Israeli police and Palestinian worshippers clashed outside the site after Palestinians threw rocks at Israeli police. Israeli police responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. According to the Palestinian Red Crescent, at least 37 Palestinians were hurt in the confrontation. On the eve of World Hepatitis Day, the World Health Organization is calling for stepped-up action to eliminate hepatitis B and C by 2030. Lisa Schlein reports from WHO headquarters.
The World Health Organization reports viral hepatitis B and C affected 325 million people and caused 1.34 million deaths in 2015. In regard to hepatitis C, the director of the WHO Department of HIV Global Hepatitis Program, Gottfried Hirnschall, says there's been a sea change in the treatment of this disease.
Then we saw the revolution. New drugs came on the market that are really fantastic drugs.
Hirnschall notes the revolutionary kickoff of the new drugs was hampered by the huge $84,000 cost, but he says the cost in developing countries now has dropped to between $260 and $280. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Iran announced it has successfully launched a rocket carrying a satellite into space. State television in Iran claimed the rocket is capable of carrying a 250-kilogram satellite as far as 500 kilometers above Earth. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said the U.S. was aware of the launch and was treating it as a fluid situation.
So we're looking into the nature of those reports. Some of the specifics I'm not going to be able to confirm or address with you here today, perhaps in the future. But as of right now, this is still considered sort of a developing situation.
The launch of the rocket comes after the United States moved earlier this month to increase economic sanctions placed on Iran over its ballistic missile program. British police said Thursday that they have reasonable grounds to suspect that local authorities may have committed corporate manslaughter in a deadly high-rise fire in London. At least 80 people died June 14th when an early morning fire ripped through the West London high-rise of Grenfell Tower. It was the deadliest fire in Britain in more than a century. For updates to these stories, as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.